Welcome to episode number 275 of the Keep Up Podcast,
where we found a shirt. And if it's on me. Yep.
You can't just make up little jingle jangles right before the podcast.
Brett, I was inspired by you.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do it. You were looking for a shirt and you found one.
Yeah. You found me. You found me.
What's
crying on the floor?
Tim found a shirt.
And it looks on me. It looks on me. It looks good.
It looks on, it looks upon me as I rest.
I was looking for a shirt to wear.
I should have said slumber.
And I was making a song while I was looking for it. And
it was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
So that's the shirt.
That's the shirt.
For listeners, it's a Hawaiian shirt. It says Caribbean.
That's where I was born.
I guess that's not Hawaii. It's Hawaiian style.
Yeah.
It's a Hawaiian style shirt.
But it's from the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Is that where that came from?
The pirates?
Not actual pirates.
Yeah, mom brought it back for me when she went on vacation.
Where'd she go?
I think it's actually from Aruba.
Fantastic. Welcome to the Keep Up Podcast, where I'm Brett and Tim is Tim.
That's me.
And we talk about all things we consume, be it media or food, and let you know if you should keep it on your list.
Yeah, your list.
Your backlog.
We're keeping up by keeping down.
That's not... Like, how that's not a phrase I subscribe to, really, because I don't know what the keeping down part is.
Well, keep down.
And I fear what I don't understand.
And that is American culture.
Right.
Fear what you don't understand.
If you don't get it, hate it.
Wow.
That's the
Brett said it, not me. I respect you, blind people.
What?
Unlike Brett over here.
I understand blindness.
He doesn't get the braille.
What I'm really saying here is... I understand everything.
Okay.
And I have no fear.
No fear?
No fear, dude.
Nothing to fear but fear itself.
I only fear what I don't understand, and there's very little that I don't get, dude. Like,
there's a couple things I don't get.
Tell me, give me an example of one thing you don't get.
Math.
See that?
Yeah.
I get it, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you explain it to me?
I mean, we don't have time now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we got an hour.
Well, we're down to 57 minutes, a little less.
Ah.
And that's only considering, apparently, we just decided it's a hard 1 hour podcast.
Just, you know, we generally are around an hour.
That's true.
Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less.
Our first couple of this year were very long.
We had a lot to talk about.
We did, I know.
My beard was stuck in the microphone.
Oh, did you feel it? Did it get a hair?
It was just like a little ding.
Did it claim a casualty?
No. I don't think so.
Didn't?
Nope.
Weird.
Weird.
For the listeners... Tim just, I don't know, did like a circular motion with his beard around the mic. He's doing it again. Are you trying to get it caught? Don't put it on. I better not get that mic.
Oh, I'm going to make sure you get it next week.
Did you shower today?
No.
Well, what if there's like food in your beard and you're putting it all in the mic?
Brett.
What?
Brothers share life.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers got a hug.
They got a hug.
What's that from?
Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo, Monsters Unleashed.
I expected you to be wrong, but not that wrong. I guess it sounds like it could be like a Scooby-Doo line.
I thought it was Matthew Lillard who said it.
No.
Nope.
No, I guess a reasonable guess, but very wrong. It's from Tommy Boy.
Oh, and I saw it.
I know you've seen it. I feel like my voice sounds different. I'm a little stuffy. Maybe that's why.
Maybe it's just the temperature outside.
Yeah.
Maybe we all just sound like this all the time, but our voices change when we do things, brother.
Guys, it's episode number 275. Can you believe it? Now, a lot of the times we would be like, oh, it's a special occasion.
Yeah, because five means...
Five.
It's like a...
20 intervals of 25.
Right. Right.
But because we're so far...
That means we've done this 25 times. Five times. Wait, is that even right? No.
Right.
Seven.
You said you know math.
Seven times. We've podcasted 25 times, seven times.
Yeah.
Right? 275. No, wait.
Seven doesn't go to 25. What?
Wait.
Five.
Sorry. Eight, nine, 11. We've done it. It's 11.
25 times 11?
Yeah, is what?
2,550.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, 4 times 25.
4 times 25 is 100.
Yeah.
8 times 25 is 200.
Right.
I didn't say I knew math.
Dude, you just...
Confidence. It's a lesson in confidence, brother. You say anything with enough confidence and you can convince the world.
Bro, that's incredible.
But no, 11 isn't
11. Blew my mind. Yeah, right? Because well, eight?
No. No.
I want to point out. There's,
it's 10.
There's no reason to continue this conversation.
Oh, 10's 250.
10's 250. We're at 275. 11, it's 11.
11 times 25 is 275?
Yeah.
I don't like math.
Yeah,
see,
dude.
I don't know it.
You fear it because you don't understand it.
But yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
We're here doing the podcast.
Yeah.
300. Look for that one. If you're looking for a special one, that's not today.
The way we're celebrating the milestone that is 275 is by telling you, look out for 300.
It's going to take us 50 podcasts to get the correct idea for 300. So we couldn't ruin.
Okay. So we can't pit stop
we
at
can't
25.
Stop. No, we're a train that keeps on going.
Yeah.
And there's no stopping.
Because absolutely every episode we're talking about what are we going to do at the next milestone episode.
We tend to do that sometimes.
Not a week goes by that we don't talk about that.
Not a week.
Not one week.
No, we're always planning. 300's a big one.
It is a big one.
My plan for 300 is to hire 300 people to walk in and talk on the podcast, one every minute.
That's pretty good. Mine is to fully reenact from credits to credits the movie 300 on the podcast.
That's smart. That's smart. And that would probably take less time than having 300 people talk for a minute.
Might actually take less time. Although I do like the idea of doing the math and seeing what little time every guest gets and being very strict.
Mm-hmm.
Like they sit down, we start a 30-second timer. And by the time they're done introducing themselves, they have to leave.
Like, see ya, and then just have them swap in.
That would be the best if we were at a level where we could get, really famous guests.
Mm-hmm.
So that guest, number 200 is, someone extremely well-known.
Super popular that people would, die to have on the podcast.
And they're just here long enough for you to be like, oh, my God, Tony Hawk? And then the timer rings.
Dude,
and he's
I play
out.
Your games. Bye.
See you later. Thanks for the games. Later.
Delete. That's I don't know why we delete them after, but...
Yeah, we're not deleting them.
No, we're deleting.
Oh, my gosh.
They get eviscerated.
We're deleting the person?
Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe that's something down the road, but that means it would be a higher number.
As we
So we'd have to get more people.
Yeah.
As we
go more.
I interrupted you. What were you saying?
As we go more into the unknown.
As we... Into the unknown.
Into your face.
So 275 is just another episode, is what you're telling
me. I do have an announcement to make.
Oh, well, what is it?
It's excuse me.
Yeah, what?
Now, last year.
Is it now or last year?
Now.
I just want to make sure I'm
but
in the
story
right mindset.
Begins last year.
Now.
Technically, last year and the year before.
Okay.
I think, was it a two-year endeavor? I took it upon myself to battle the dark age of Disney.
Yeah.
I have watched the movies that no one in their right mind would watch.
Yeah, it's a made-up list that Tim...
It's a real thing!
Okay, yeah, it's real.
And so I watched those movies.
Real made-up.
And I felt pretty fulfilled. Because there were some that were good.
Yeah.
There were some that were awful.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Brett, I don't know if you've noticed, but we are, unfortunately, in a second age of dark Disney-ness.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And that means that I am going to watch all the live-action Disney movies.
Oh, that dark age?
The live-action remakes of all the Renaissance.
Why?
I gotta know. Because at this point, there's 15 of them. There's Mulan, there's Aladdin, there's Beauty and the Beast, which I've seen. Jungle Book, Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
There's so many.
You know what?
Lion King.
I have to take back what I said.
Mm-hmm. You thought it was just the animated stuff I was talking about.
I did, but I also, there are some things I don't get and I fear.
Yes.
And one of them is the live action remakes that Disney is currently on right now.
It makes no sense. There was Pinocchio, Tom Hanks, or Robert Downey Jr. Which one was one of them? Or both?
I didn't know one or either of them were attached to it. That's how little. Plus, how are you going to watch that after watching Del Toro's?
Brett.
Just sadly.
I have to sacrifice myself for you, the people.
That's the listeners.
Tim's
our only way to know. Mm-hmm. We can't trust articles. No. We can't trust memes. Reviews.
No. Our own opinions, even.
Reviews, clearly, I put after memes in priority for...
Memes generally dictate how good movies are.
Right, right. Oh. Yeah, I mean...
Sorry. I have some gastrointestinal problems. I just like how you aim at the mic.
Yeah, Tim... I don't know. Maybe we don't have to talk about it. What if it's something...
I know. This might be the last podcast.
Shut up. Don't say that.
I have something going on in my stomach, and it feels like imagine there's like a little alien crawling around in your tum-tum. But it's not like a tapeworm, because I can eat, and I get hungry, and then I can be full. But then when I like drink water, I feel it like go down into my spleen.
He said he can like feel it move down into the side.
I have like some leak in my esophagus.
Oh, that sounds really bad.
I know. And it makes me very uncomfortable. Like I ate before this and I feel it just like.
Does it hurt?
No.
Do you want me to punch you in the stomach?
It might. I was thinking someone should just step on my back and see if it either blows up or I'm fine.
Your kidney just explodes?
Yeah, just like. Bah!
Yeah, I don't know, dude. That's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, but. I'll go to the doctor soon. You had your broken hands.
Yeah.
And I got my broken stomach.
The doctor
That'd be
tomorrow.
Sad if I couldn't do food challenges anymore because my stomach's messed up.
I mean, would it? Maybe we need to...
maybe in my old age, it's time to hang up.
There's still interesting food content we could do.
Yeah, there's still a lot we can do.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm not dying yet. I'm going to keep going.
He's going to keep going.
The
because...
only thing is I'm sweaty today. I don't know if that's related
to it. That's all right, dude.
I think it's the hat.
Oh, it's definitely the hat.
Yeah, it's like a warm... and the lights. It's good, though.
It's like, if you're going to wear a beanie and socks, you could literally be wearing nothing else, and you will overheat.
And your temperature is good. That's why I took off my socks.
That's what I sleep in, dude, a beanie and socks. And that's it.
I never want to surprise visit you at your house. If I ever do one day, early in the morning, I'm like, Brett, wake up. Pull off the blankets. It's just a beanie and socks.
Can you imagine? For some reason, it's so funny to me to think about getting ready for bed. Just means putting something on the very top and the very bottom.
No.
I don't know why that's so funny
it's
to
so
me.
It's so uncomfortable. No, I can't sleep with anything on my head. Like, some people wear, like, nightcaps and stuff.
Yeah.
Why?
I have fallen asleep with a hat on. It's bad news.
I can imagine it like a nap. Like, if you're gonna take a nap.
Is that... Okay. Sounded like, I don't know what that sounded like.
It was probably a stroke. Who
knows? Like a Chumbawamba song or something.
Anyways, Dark Age of Disney.
Yeah.
Round two.
So you're going to, have you watched any yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I've seen some.
Previously.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to watch them again?
I don't think so. Okay. I think I'll kind of just like give a quick synopsis because some of them were good. And some of them, I actually think I might have talked about all of the ones I've seen on stream. Not on stream, on the podcast.
Unbelievable.
I know. I get things
head
confused.
In the game,
this
Tim.
It's a streamed video on YouTube.
No, it's not.
Yeah. You're streaming, because you had to...
Oh, I guess, okay.
It's streamed upload.
Are you, if you watch a movie on Netflix, are you streaming it?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Unless you download it, right?
That's the difference. True. Don't you need to be like a...
Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh! Thanks for hitting that with me.
Hey, you know, it's I got to at least do some part.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Dark Age Disney. Dark I'm going to start Disney. Watching them. Brett, do you have any cool things That's to tell the... people? You got any cool
this
announcements
the,
for 275?
The big special episode number 275.
Where all the announcements are coming at you, Brett.
What can I announce? Actually, you know, yeah. Well, no, I'm going to have to wait until I get my friggin' surgery, but...
I know, that's the problem, is you're stuck waiting on your hands.
Yeah.
For gaming, at least.
It's all right, I find out tomorrow. Yeah. So I was telling you earlier, and maybe this will be fun for the listeners. Mm-hmm. For anyone who doesn't know, I stream on Twitch when I'm not injured in my hands region, and
or
I play...
Your nipples.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't normally, like...
You can chafe, like you're playing a game, and you're like, ah!
Yeah. You play games weird. I have been playing my Switch lately, mm-hmm. and I went on to see like what kind of horror games are on there, and I just searched horror, and then I sorted by price, lowest to highest. And dude, there are some hilarious games in there.
Hilarious is a scary word to use.
Yeah,
they're cursed.
Yo, yeah.
They're cursed.
But I downloaded one because it cost nothing, mm-hmm. and the intro alone was so funny.
Why is it free?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's literally cursed. Maybe it's like the ring of the Nintendo Switch Store.
You downloaded it. It's just like, here you go.
Yeah. So I don't know what's gonna happen to us mm-hmm. if I stream it. But that's I don't know your announcement. Reminded me of like that's a thing I'm going to be doing at some point, and I'll probably be talking about the games here on the podcast. Yeah. But I don't
It'll
know.
It'll be in May or something.
Yeah, it's going to be a minute, so I don't have any special
Still,
announcements.
It's exciting.
What announcements?
Are there any like longtime series you want to watch or consume? Because when you get your surgery, you're going to be indisposed for a while, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't
like long-standing thing. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I guess that's one that I've wanted to
Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings. You can tackle the big series.
Yeah, I don't really care about Harry Potter.
It's a shame.
I know. I mean, maybe I'll watch, like, I read the first two books, mm-hmm. and I saw the movies, like, back in the day, but not all of them, so I don't even know, like, the whole story, but I'm so sorry. I mean, no offense to anyone, but
I think if you watch, like, the first two movies,
yeah.
you'll be converted.
Think so?
Because watching the movies, it was nothing. Like, I wasn't into it. I didn't read the books or anything. Yeah. But, yeah, they're just good movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's up to you, though. I mean, hey, I'm just saying. It's a good time.
I think, actually, you know what? I think what's going to happen is going to be a lot of reading for me.
Oh.
Turtles books. Is... What?
Books.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Turtles...
One-handed books, because the other one
is ending, books. I think, in June.
150.
Yeah. And, you told me that, yeah. actually. Yeah.
We're going longer than the Ninja Turtles current comic run. I just want everyone to know.
Yeah.
Granted, so, they come out monthly, but could, too.
I guess we could, yeah.
That'd be dumb.
That would be.
Yeah.
How long would we make the four-hour-long podcast?
Yeah, it would have to be like a month's worth of content in one podcast.
That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know. I got no crazy updates.
But your plan was the Ninja Turtles are ending, so you want to?
I gotta catch up.
You gotta catch up.
Yeah.
What are you on?
73, I think. Okay. 73 or 74.
You have all the comics up to date?
I do.
Nice.
Yep. Actually, one just came out that I need to go pick up. But there's so much that's happened, and so many, and I think. The Lost Years, that's out. I have that.
So the one you got for Christmas is, I thought when we initially picked it out, it was the continuation of mm-hmm. it, but it's actually telling the stories of all the turtles. It's like
working up to the Last Ronin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's the sequel series, whatever that one's called. Which yes. I thought that one was called The Lost Years, but
it's not.
But it's not.
Yeah. So there's a ton of turtle stuff to read, and I have a bunch of other books, just piles and piles of comics and stuff mm-hmm. that I haven't read. So maybe I'll be catching up on that. As annoying as it sounds to flip a page with one hand and like hold it,
maybe you can get some kind of like apparatus that holds the book open.
Yeah, dude. I need an apparatus.
Or a clip. Yeah. Or just have someone in your house hold it for you. It'd be like, turn the page, and wash your hands.
You turn the page, you wash your hands. You turn the page, you wash your hands.
Turn the page, wash your hands.
Do up. What are we going into?
I think movies?
I have a movie. Oh, I forgot about a movie I watched.
Okay. I think that's it. I'm pulling up my phone because, oops. Oh, God, please help. Because I don't think I have anything in television. Do you have anything in television, Brett?
No.
Okay. Nope, I'm going right to movies.
Let's do it.
Yeah!
Ooh, let's go to the movies.
What'd you watch?
Oh, Brett.
What?
Speaking of the Dark Age of Disney.
Yeah.
I witnessed, with these two eyeballs, Disney's latest animated movie called Wish. It's fine.
Yeah. See, this is why I thought we were in the Dark Age of Disney again, because I feel like right now movies are coming out, but they're good. Like, I saw Elemental like a week or two ago, and mm-hmm. I was like, this is really good, but I just feel like it's very under the radar.
Yeah, I think we're in an age where a lot of people will, like, Disney has kind of fallen into the safe category. Like, it'll always be, like, good. Like, people will enjoy it.
Sure.
But nothing's blowing people away.
Yeah.
And I think, like, Spider-Man definitely changed that. DreamWorks has been coming out with some really high quality stuff.
Yep.
Netflix originals. Like, there's a lot of other animation studios that are coming out that are creating movies that are way more complex.
Yeah.
Where Disney is always like playing it safe for the most part. I mean, they tend, like, they will go off the beaten path every now and again.
Yeah.
Well,
and I feel like it's the familiarity. Like,
yeah.
When I watched Seabeast on Netflix,
that was so good.
Yeah, I loved it so much, and it just felt different. I don't know, and maybe it's the Marvel fatigue thing, but it's the same thing with Disney. They just, like,
we got too much of Disney,
just too much
everywhere.
I don't know. Yeah,
yeah. So Wish is the 100th Disney animated movie.
Wow.
So it's a big special one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just a huge love letter to themselves, which is kind of weird. Because, like, if you do a love letter, you usually do it to something that you don't have any part in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this movie pays a ton of homage to Snow White more than anything.
Oh.
Tons of references. Like, it almost feels like it's in the same universe.
Interesting.
Which it very well could be.
Oh.
But you got to watch a movie.
Because that
out.
Was the first, right?
That was, that was their, like, official first animated
37,
movie.
37, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Taking a shot in the dark here.
That could be correct.
Not entirely in the dark.
I mean, well, if it's... Is it the 100th anniversary of Disney 2? It must not be. Unless Disney existed in 1924. And then Snow White came out way later.
Yeah, it was 37.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's either 100 movies or... I don't know. I don't pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, the movie itself, it's got a handful of good songs. The characters are pretty fun. Again, paying that homage to Snow White, you'll see a lot of potentially familiar archetypes. What?
This is just the woman who voices Snow White, and I just didn't realize how much of a resemblance there was.
Yeah, she really looks like Snow White. That's funny. What's her name, Brett? Go ahead.
Adriana Casalotti.
Perfect. He nailed it.
Maybe Adriana? Casalotti.
I'll give you either, Brett.
Casalotti.
I'll give you either.
Is that extremely Italian, or am I...
Maybe.
I feel like it is. All right, carry on. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean,
she's from Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah, we're not...
I would have expected she was from, like, Canada.
Why?
With the name.
Oh. What?
It's very French, Brett.
You're
Come
very
on.
French.
Thank
is
you.
Is it?
No.
No.
It's Italian.
I quit.
I'm keeping Brett alive, guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, Wish, it was, there was nothing particularly, like, strong about it. Again, it's, you know, Disney playing it safe. It's a fun, it's a princess movie without a princess.
Oh, no princess. You
know, yeah, the main
so
character.
So what's the story?
Basically, there is this wizard grand king, and he has the ability to capture people's wishes and grants them. And so a lot of people come to this, like, village to live and have their wishes granted.
Yeah.
But he may or may not be granting the wishes as he should.
Whoa!
Whoa! And
what
so
our
main
twist.
Character, she, interacts with the king, and things start happening that may or may not be good.
Right.
But, you know, in the trailers and stuff, you could pretty much see how the story's going to go from beginning to end. It's very, you know, predictable.
Okay.
Very much, again, plays it safe. It feels like it's for a younger audience.
Yeah.
But I still enjoyed it.
Okay, good.
I would say it's a keeper.
Keeper.
It's a... Yeah, solid.
Keep it on the list.
Yeah. But don't go out of your way to buy it. Wait for Disney Plus or whatever.
It's not on Disney Plus.
Not yet.
Oh.
Not yet.
Curious.
Curiouser and curiouser. But yeah, if you got kids or if you're just itching for a Disney movie, it does everything right.
Yeah.
It's not offensive.
Scratches the proverbial itch.
Yeah, but doesn't do anything that you wouldn't expect.
Okay. That sounds kind of whatever.
That's okay. Sometimes...
6 or 7. I feel like you're in that range.
Yeah. 6 makes me feel like I was, like, upset with something about it.
That's how I feel, too.
Where 7 is more so like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, so, like, probably 7.
Okay, it's a 7.
Feels a little high for it.
That's why we just go keeper or sleeper. It's
right, because
like,
the numbers can be confusing.
It can be deceiving.
Yeah,
I'm sorry I even asked.
Unless we do it
fault.
On a scale of 20.
Why?
Because it's bigger numbers, and so bigger numbers mean numbers bigger.
It's keeper.
It's a keeper.
I was watching. We don't need to talk long about this movie. We know about this movie. We talked about it before. Wow.
I'm so gassy.
But. I watched John Wick the other day.
Okay. Not your first time.
No.
Good.
But they're all, 1 through 3. There's 4 now, right?
Yeah.
1 through 3 are on Netflix right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I throw on John Wick for a reason I'll talk about later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I call foreshadowing.
Oh.
When you think of the plot of John Wick,
yes,
which for anyone who does not know is that he is a retired assassin who's, this is a little bit spoilery, but is literally entire, it's the first 5 minutes of the movie. It's the whole reason the movie has a story.
Yes.
His wife has recently passed away.
What the?
And he gets this, I mean, probably the cutest dog I've ever seen in my life.
They make it so it's the perfect, beautiful dog.
Yeah. It's so adorable.
It's cute.
And something happens to the dog.
Sonic music. That's what happens to the dog.
Sonic music does not happen to the dog.
No, that's what happens. They make him listen to Sonic music and the dog disappears.
Right, right.
Runs away because he's like, I need to go listen to more Sonic
music. That's what it was. And that's what I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
So rewatching it was good because now I just feel more familiar with the story.
Exactly.
When you think of the plot, the catalyst for all the events in John Wick.
Yes.
How does it strike you? Like when you first saw it or when you reflected on it.
Justified.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I would do the same. If I had those abilities.
Right.
And that's what happened.
You kill everybody.
Everybody. That's it. It's,
but
there's no
it,
other
why is, justified? Because I had, I was talking to someone about it and they were like, yeah, I like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's parts of it are like kind of silly. And I was like, what do you mean? What's silly?
Yeah, what's silly about
silly?
It?
And they were like, I'm trying to remember how they phrased it. They were like, like the beginning, the whole beginning. And I was like, what do you mean about the beginning? The beginning's like heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, but it's just like the reason everything happens is like this thing. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not just that.
Yeah.
It's the current state, like mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you think it's justified?
I mean, really, it depends on how much you love animals.
Sure.
I think that's, I'm dying, sorry. I think that's important, like, to have in your mind that like animals, because a lot of people view animals more important than humans.
Yeah.
And you know, I tend to agree.
Wow, dude.
Humans suck, man. Humans are the worst.
If something happens to me and there's a dog sitting here in front of this mic, don't be surprised.
Brett, I wouldn't kill you for a dog. Now, if
I didn't say you killed me.
Oh.
Now I'm worried. Now if I'm not here and there's a dog sitting here, something has happened
to me.
You're
just saying I would replace you with a dog.
Yeah.
Where would you go?
I don't see if something would happen to me.
Okay. Oh, I see.
I feel like if someone says, if something happens to me, that means if I die.
Right.
Just can't. It's hard to say it.
Yeah.
You know?
If something happens to me.
They do it in movies all the time. They'll be like, is he what? I want to do a scene like that where someone obviously dies.
Yeah.
And then the two people who survived, one of them's like, is he? And the other person's like, what?
What?
Is he what? Is he what?
Did he what?
Did he what?
Hello?
I don't understand what you're asking. There's a lot going on. There's like guns and like a battle going on behind you. I don't. What is it? And did he what?
What?
Is he what?
I don't know. Because it could be anything, really.
Yeah, but you know what they mean.
Yeah. Oh,
so I meant if I die and there's a dog here.
Yeah.
It's not surprising. But now you made me think you're going to kill me just to get the dog.
Only
here.
Because I previously said humans are bad.
Right.
So
you think it's justified just because of what happens to the dog?
Well, and of course, the story connected to it.
Right.
You know, him, his...
That's
his,
the thing.
Yeah.
I think it's the state that John is in at the time when the thing happens to the dog.
Right.
Because if it's just the dog, does
you don't
it
think
happen?
So. But, okay, let's say...
Does it happen? I'm not saying me.
Would it happen if... what if it was your cats?
I mean, are you asking me if someone hurt my cats, would I kill like 150 people?
If you had the skills. If you were John
probably
Wick.
Probably not.
No.
So we were playing this game the other day called Hypotheticals.
Yeah.
We've played it. Do you remember it?
No, I don't think we've played it.
We haven't?
You and I, you've been telling us we need to play
Dude,
it.
Dude, it's great.
By
we
telling
should,
us, I mean me.
Oh, we should do it on
Patreon.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that on Patreon. Crazy game. If you've never heard of it, which I just randomly found it on a shelf somewhere, it's called Hypotheticals. Oh my gosh, what's the author's name? Let me look it up real quick.
I'm going to say Steven Stevenson.
You might be right.
No way. No way, Brett. No freaking way.
Dude, I can't even find the game.
But yeah, John Wick, justified. I think, again, the connecting story bit
Chuck Klosterman.
I was close. Steven Stevenson.
It's like $12. The game's amazing. It's barely a game. It's more of a conversation starter. It's these cards with like all these stories. Mm-hmm. One of the stories was about if you were an assassin. I'll ask you the question.
Okay.
Finish what you're saying about John Wick.
Nothing. It's just, it's a great movie.
Okay. Here's
great
the question.
Stay in shape.
Here's the stay in shape. I think it's justified is the thing. There's a little bit of comedy and self-awareness in John Wick.
Yeah.
In that like, okay, it's a big crazy action movie. It's all about the choreography and the gunfights, and it's incredible. Everybody in it's so good. But there's comedy, like when John Leguizamo, who is running this like underground, like stolen car garage, calls this crime boss. Mm-hmm. And, or no, the crime boss calls him because he punched the crime boss's son.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the crime boss is like, I heard you struck my son. And he's like, yeah, because he stole John Wick's car. And that scene is set up for the crime boss to be like the threatening, like, you know what this means, I'm coming after you. And he just goes, oh, and hangs up. That's super funny and self-aware.
Because John Wick knows exactly who he is.
Yeah, yeah.
And like everyone knows who he is.
Yeah.
The boogeyman.
So there's that. But then I feel like the whole catalyst for it, like where it, like being around his dog isn't like, it isn't hard to fathom in watching the movie because they really quickly show you like, the state of grieving and mourning that he's in.
Yeah.
Also, that movie just rules.
It does. It's so good.
John Wick's great. Yeah. And I'm going to watch the other two this week for sure. So here's the question.
Yes.
You're an assassin.
I am.
Killing people really bothers you.
Oh,
again, credit. This credit goes to Chuck Klosterman. Hypotheticals. It's such a cool
there you go, Chucky.
Game. Get it. Killing people really bothers you, but it's just where your life has brought you.
It's I have no choice, but I will do what I need to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Some of these numbers I might have wrong, but over the past like 5 years,
okay,
you've killed 10 people.
Okay.
You get $10,000 per kill.
Nice.
But you always make it as quick and easy as possible. Yep. Again, you don't love doing it.
Dead.
A mob boss comes to you and says, I've been wronged by this other mob boss.
Okay.
He's done terrible things. Mm-hmm. I've done terrible things too, but I want to hire you to kill this guy. Mm-hmm. He's done even worse things than I have, worse things than anyone you've killed so far. Mm-hmm. But I don't want you to just kill him. I want you to torture him. I want you to make him suffer. And I will pay you 25 times what your normal rate is.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, we all know I'm not good at math, so.
It's a lot.
It's $2,000.
$250,000.
That's what I said.
If you are already an assassin,
yes,
you've already killed people,
yes,
but you're doing pretty well, mm-hmm. you make a good amount of money, would you do it?
I've only killed 10 people in 5 years.
I don't know.
I only made $100,000.
How many people do you want to kill per year?
Well, $100,000 in 5 years isn't doing well. What else am I doing?
Let's call it 2 years. Did I say five?
You did.
Yeah, you're a struggling assassin. You can't be that. You can either be like... You can have not that much money, or you can be an assassin. You can't be an assassin who's like not doing great.
It's like, I keep killing people. I'm just not.
That's the worst. There's some jobs that like, if you're not making it, you really should stop.
I need to get out of the business.
Wait, so you kill people for a living, but you also have a side gig? Like, yeah.
I got to make ends meet, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm a host at the 99 market. A couple nights a week.
Oh, shoot. Okay, that makes it a little bit better.
Yeah, so you're doing well.
I'm doing okay.
We'll call it, but even, wait.
I know, 100,000 in 2 years.
That's only 50 grand a year, which is like not that great.
Maybe 100,000 a kill.
You've killed 20 people in the last 2 years. Okay. You make 100 grand a year.
Sure.
So you don't need it. The point is you don't need it.
Yeah.
Are you torturing this guy?
Yeah.
For 250?
Duh.
Yeah. Done. Yeah. Guy's dead.
Dude, you start ripping off fingernails?
Wow. That's what I would do. I couldn't even do that, dude.
Nah, dude, it's easy.
Bro, we had one question that was, because mind you, it was me, Rach, and the kids.
Yeah.
And some of the questions are pretty dark.
Oh, I bet.
Like, I had to skip some for, like, adult content.
Yeah.
And there was one that was about cannibalism. And one of the questions results in assuming you're in like, they put you in this situation where it's like, because that's the whole thing with the game is you have to put your mind.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, oh, well, I would never do that. And it's like, right. But if you had to, you know, it's like kind of a creative thing.
Yeah. Because a lot of people will like kind of dodge the question, be like, well, I would never do that. It's like, you got to play the game.
Yeah, exactly. You got to play the game. I'm checking my math on something real quick. Yeah. Okay. I was right. And one of them was like, if you had to, would you rather eat a baby or an elderly person? And Jazz, who is 10,
yep,
goes, he's like, is there like a middle-aged man?
Oh, no.
And it was just way too much thought put into it. And we were all like, we were all like laughing and cringing. And by the end of it, I was like, I'll have to redo the full question because it's like, it's pretty graphic, which is why that's one I didn't skip. Mm-hmm. But at the end of it, I was like, I just want everyone to realize.
Yep.
It's good that we had such a hard time answering these questions.
It's it very means you're, good. You're pretty sane.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So John Wick's great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Have you watched...
Uh-huh.
Ooh, am I prepared to talk about this? I should be. I watched Saltburn.
Oh.
Did you watch Saltburn?
I honestly have no interest in it. Is it good?
It is very good.
Okay.
Why do you have no interest in it? What do you know about it?
It just seems like it's like one of those artsy-fartsy movies where I just won't care about the characters or anything.
Yeah, you're gonna.
You're gonna.
You're
now,
gonna.
This is Amazon Prime
original? Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Or not
original, but exclusive or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Are you all right?
I'm feeling uncomfortable.
No, it's a crazy like burp cough combo.
Yeah, I'm like.
All right, you might need to watch it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll.
Will you watch it?
I think so.
You need to sit down. You need to be able to like really get into it, and do not look up anything about
it. Don't
look
up a thing.
All right, I'll wait because I think we need a mutual discussion on it. Have you watched anything else?
I did, but I'm not ready to talk about it.
Oh my gosh, guys, he's not ready. If you're listening to the podcast, if you're watching it, I want you to stop pressuring my brother. He's not ready to talk about it.
You're torturing me.
He'll talk about it when he's ready to talk about it, but now's not the time. What's the next movie you're going to watch?
The next part in the thing that I'm not talking about.
Wow.
The movie, I'm not going to talk about it this week, but it's called The Garden of Sinners, and it is a very crazy, convoluted series of anime films.
Okay.
That is throwing me through all the loops. I don't know if they're good loops, but I'm going through
them. But they're loops.
They're loops.
We do like loops. Sonic.
Nights
into Dreams.
That's two loops right there.
Just anything Sega, apparently. Time loops.
The Dolphin Game. Echo the Dolphin.
Echo.
That's got loops.
Yeah, almost exclusively loops. I don't know what else you're supposed to do in that game.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what else I watched?
What?
Last thing, I swear.
Okay, now keep talking.
Also, last thing in my Beavis and Butthead extravaganza.
Oh my God, what's left?
Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe.
There's two movies?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a second movie.
Well, one of them came out in 2022, like when the new series premiered. It's really funny. I don't need to talk a lot about it.
You've been like going through all the Beavis and Butthead universe.
Dude, it's so funny. The new stuff is so good.
Does it take place before or after the series?
It's a mixture. It's a time travel.
So
it's a sci-fi. It's a Beavis and Butthead
original.
Sci-fi extravaganza. It might as well be. Essentially, what happens is Beavis and Butthead find their way into a court-ordered space camp.
Okay.
And they end up convincing this space team that they are geniuses because they become infatuated with the way this test system for docking one piece of space equipment into another.
Okay.
And they become infatuated with it and do it over and over and over again.
Very Beavis and Butthead already.
They all think they're geniuses. So they recruit these kids to go on an actual space mission.
Oh
with
my
them.
God.
And they may or may not get sucked into a black hole and it becomes a whole time travel thing. It's brilliantly stupid. Mm-hmm. I love it so much.
But you think the modern stuff's better than the classic?
I don't. Well, when I watched the episode from the 2011 season, I think it was, or 09. Somewhere in there, that still felt pretty on par and fun, but the new stuff just feels like it's the best of it. You know, like it's been perfected. Now here's some like highest tier, whatever the art is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like it's just, yeah. So I would tell anyone who's interested, cause I really liked the movie, from the 90s too. Do America. That one's fun. But I feel like the new stuff, you're not getting something different, I guess is how I'd explain it. Like, it's not like you have to watch the first stuff or the older stuff first. It's like, if you like this, you'll like the older stuff too.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I loved these two seasons and this movie so much that I'd be like, just watch this.
It's a good complete package.
Yeah. And then if you want more, go back and watch the older stuff.
That's true. You got the option.
I know. That's all I'm saying. I have a video game to talk about.
I have a video game to talk about as well.
Should we go to video games?
No. Video games.
What if I talk about Beavis and Butthead for every podcast?
You can. There are video games.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. I think I played it, actually.
Probably have comics, too.
Almost definitely.
You could probably do a whole episode of Beavis and Butthead. TV, movies. They probably had a snack at one point.
Think so?
Cereal?
A cereal? I was going to say a cereal. Let me look it up.
Beavis and Butthead. Because what other snacks would they have?
Oh, I opened Discord.
Cheese doodles? You opened Discord?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to take 20 minutes to open.
I closed it, dude.
Oh,
you can force
quick.
Quit it.
Okay.
Oh, no, I put too many A's and then a couple backslashes.
Beavis.
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 What is that?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, there's Butthead cereal.
I'm not eating Butthead
on
cereal.
Etsy. Oh, Butt Munch.
I will not eat. It's a shirt, though.
No weenies allowed. Yeah, Cornholios. Yeah, they're all shirts.
Well, they could have had a snack at some point. Maybe it was
a drink.
Guys. I could see them having a drink, too.
Like what?
Like an energy drink.
Like Surge?
Like Butthead drink?
I don't think energy drinks were a thing back then.
In the 90s?
This dude needs a bigger shirt, I feel like.
Brett, oh my God.
Beavis!
Beavis!
All right, so maybe you've heard of video games.
No.
I want to say, too, if you're listening to this and you're not, like, big into video games, because I know we have some friends who listen and they're like, you know what, when you talk about video games, I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
But this is how you learn.
This is how you learn. Mm-hmm. And I just thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm.
And I implore you, do not leave.
You can, though.
You can. It's fine.
I don't want you to, though.
It's fine.
Brett, every time you leave, Brett farts.
That's not true.
Uh-huh.
There'd be no way for me to even, like... I can't conjure them like you can.
Summon the great Farticus.
Dude, Jazz has been ruthless lately. He literally will, like, the other day, he, like, put his butt in my face. I was sitting on the couch, and I was like, yo! And there's nothing you can do but, like, punch him in the butt, like Falcon punch.
Yep.
And he's in tears laughing. I'm like, shut, get out of here, dude. It's brutal.
Yeah, you're all going to get pink eyes. He'll
hit you with the, we'll be in the living room and be like, guys, shh, shh, shh. And then just, he'll be like, I'm about to rip. That's what he says every time.
Let it rip. Oh.
Pretty brutal. Yeah, so.
I let him rip too.
Oh, I know that about you.
Yeah. Maybe he got it from me.
There's plenty documented in the podcast history.
No.
Yes.
I don't fart.
It's true. I still have that one video, dude. I'll unleash it.
No.
You want to watch it now?
No. I'm innocent. Innocent until proven guilty.
I can prove it.
Nope.
Talk about your game.
I thought you were going to talk about your game.
All right, so the reason I watched John Wick.
So the game I'm playing.
Mine's better.
Yours is probably better.
Oh, no, you got a bad one?
Will
you ever play a good game?
I don't. Life's not about good games, Brett.
Yours isn't.
Life,
apparently.
No, here's the thing. It's addicting and fun for like the first 15 hours. And then you and then you realize it's dead and sad.
Okay.
Anyways, what's your game?
All right. So, why did I do this? I've been thinking recently about how, like, I don't play my Switch enough.
Mm-hmm. You don't give it enough love.
I don't. You know
you
what I mean?
You got some good games on it.
Yeah.
Mario.
I know. Yeah. I haven't played Odyssey.
That's all I know you
have
on it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay. So, I picked it up the other day.
Yep.
And I had forgotten that, I mean, probably when I first bought it, I downloaded two games. One was... Oh, shoot, what it's called. What's it called, Brett? It's like the suicide of someone, someone's name.
Not the vanishing of Ethan Carter.
No.
The suicide of...
Not the exorcism of Emily Rose.
No. I know what you're talking about.
It's like a light blue cover. I want to say it's like Rachel something.
Rachel?
But it's the...
Is it messed up that you got a game called The Suicide of Your Wife's Name?
When you
Rachel Foster.
I was right. I didn't get it for that reason.
Sure. Dude, I got a 2.9 out of 5 on GOG.
Is that good?
It's
better than half.
No, 2.9 out of 5. Oh, it is, but not in the best way.
That's
3 out of 5 is like half.
That's better than, that's like a 6.
On Steam, it got 7.
Yeah.
And so on IMDb, it got 6.6.
So it's like a okay game, I feel like.
What is that? A butterfly? A mouth? A retainer? What's it called?
Oh, it is a retainer.
It looks like a butterfly.
That as you were as you were saying the words, that's all my brain could see. All my eyes could see. You're like a butterfly, and I was like, yes. And you were like a mouth, and I was like, yes. And you were like a retainer, and I was like, yes.
That's what it
is. That's what it is. We got there. That's not even the game that I played.
Yeah, that's what I
bought that one, and I bought a game called Hong Kong Massacre.
Which, great title.
Great title. This game is the reason I watched John Wick, because I was like, you know what? I'm gonna play through these games real quick. And I've just had them sitting here, and I did start the first game, the Suicide of Rachel Foster, is what it was, and it's cool. It was like
it's a walking sim.
Yeah, it's like a Gone Home or trying to think of another game, but yeah,
that's what it looks like.
It's you know, you're in the early stages of it. You're getting trapped in this. I forget where, but you're trapped in this house for like a week or something like that. I could just be making up numbers. Because of a snowstorm, and you start getting voicemails and phone calls and finding letters. And so it's just kind of a story game like that. And I'll go back to that, but I wanted something a little more action-y.
Yeah.
So Hong Kong Massacre, I think I downloaded it because it was on sale. Mm-hmm. And it's a top-down shooter, and you basically the story is, I'm slowly getting it, I haven't beaten it yet, but you have been wronged in some way. You're an ex-detective, and you're being interviewed, and that's basically how you get the story, is the is an officer interviewing you and being like, okay, tell me about how this happened, and what happened with this like mob boss that you're hunting down. So lots of mob bosses and crime bosses going on in my life lately.
That's what's fun to kill, I guess.
And that's what's fun to kill. And there's these very short little sequences, and the translation's also not perfect, which is kind of fun. But it's like you walk into a bar, and the bartender's like, oh, I heard you're looking for the two-headed dragon. And it's like, yes. Then it's like, maybe try the restaurants down the street.
Ah, the restaurants.
Yes. And then it says 4 days ago, and then there's a quick little cutscene of you driving somewhere. Every level, I was so concerned, because you start, you get shot once, and it's like dead. And I died probably 5 to 8 times immediately, and I was like, what is this game?
Yeah.
Because there's no tutorial. You just, or maybe there is in settings, but I just started the game.
You're just like, here we go.
So it's a single shot kill for you and everyone. Every enemy, at least, except for the bosses. So you'll play like 9 levels or something. I really should have gotten my numbers straight, but I think it's like...
The math guy strikes again.
I know, dude. I'm crushing it. Let's say 7 to 9. I don't know. There's a handful of levels from like I'll 4 days ago, and then it ends with the boss.
Yeah.
And basically the boss is like, you're moving vertically on the screen, and it almost feels like a Contra style, but like with more depth and everything, obviously. Okay. But you're moving up on the screen, and there are all these kind of obstacles between you and the boss, and you have to dive or use slow motion. These are basically the only two things you can use, and it's kind of all you need to make like a cool sequence of it's the whole thing is like meant to create cool shooting sequences.
Okay.
But the levels are, it's like a Super Meat Boy, where as soon as you die, you're just hitting B to restart.
It's just
trying
a quick,
to get to
very fast. So you're supposed to die.
You're supposed to die. And I was like, is this just the hardest game on the planet? Because it takes a minute to get your bearings. And so far, I think there's only 4 gun types. You have the slow motion and then the dive, which is complete invincibility. When you're diving, you can't get shot at all. But you enter a room with 3 guys shooting at you, and you can easily dive like into a bullet. As soon as you get your bearings, it's a pretty fun game. It essentially, it's kind of like a twin stick shooter.
Okay.
You're just moving, using the right stick to aim. That would be my biggest complaint, is the aim is, I might just suck, but there's no like... There's a lot of wildfire, because even in slow motion, like I feel like I can't quite get the reticle to like aim at the guys.
Yeah. Are you using the Joy-Cons?
Yes.
Okay. Those tend to be a little funky at times.
I think that might be what it is.
Because I was playing a game the other day, and the same thing, the right stick was just giving me a lot of grief.
Yeah.
And then I switched to another controller, and it worked great.
Different. Okay.
So it could be that. Yeah. I don't know for sure, but...
Like, it's working, but it takes a lot of, like, it's very hard for me to get it, because it's a full 360-degree view, and an aiming field because you have guys come at you from all angles. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to lock in on enemies, and that's been the hardest thing. But I've kind of gotten the hang of it. I've beaten two full like scenarios where you go through all the levels and then beat a boss. I've completed those. And it's just really cool because you end up in these scenarios where you might run out of ammo because, mm-hmm. for instance, if you start with the pistols, you only have 20 shots. So those go quick, especially if you're like firing like a psychopath like me. I'm just like,
like I literally slow motion.
Yeah. And I'm just missing every single shot. There's one guy just like dodging. I'm like, what the hell? So like I had a scenario today where I ran out of slow motion. Mm-hmm. I ran out of bullets and I had two guys run into the room and they're shooting at me. And right as they shot at me, I dove and grabbed the gun of one of the guys that I'd already killed. My slow motion replenished. I slowed down and took
them
out.
Sick.
So it's like little moments like that you kind of play for. It's probably like, hop, skip, and a jump above the best mobile game you've ever played.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it's got that kind of... And I would say this type of game existed before a mobile game, but...
It's like more arcadey.
Yeah, it's very arcadey. Mm-hmm. I just feel like by, you know, today's standards, that's a comparable sort of concept, is the game that you're like, you know what, I got a few minutes, I'm going to pick this up real quick. It's like how it's been like my coffee game for the past few days.
Gotcha.
But the soundtrack's kind of awesome. Mm-hmm. It's very like... I guess, yeah, I don't know. It's just that like that action movie gun scene, mm-hmm. like, That's just fun. Keeps the energy up the whole time. Yeah. And it's just like a nonstop action movie.
It sounds a lot like the game Hotline Miami. Have you ever seen anything on those?
I have. I haven't played it though.
Yeah. Those games are excellent.
Yeah.
But same concept. You get, you know, one shot, you're dead.
Yep.
Most guys are one to two shots, depending on who you're fighting. You kill them, you pick up their guns. You have a melee move too, if you need it.
Oh, cool.
It sounds very similar. And those games I highly recommend. So it sounds cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I would definitely say it's a keeper. I was going to see if I could find how much it is. The Hong Kong Massacre.
Which I think it's on Steam. Not just the Switch. I think it's on PC and
It's on. What's it got on Steam? Oh, come on, man. Just show me stuff.
I know. I hate when you go to Steam and it's like, make sure to log in so you can see how much this game is.
There it is for Switch. Come on, give me a price. Give me a price.
$5. That's my guess. It's loading.
Is
nope.
it?
No. Nope.
Why is it taking so long?
Age verification,
bro. Dude, it's not that.
Age verification.
I mean, it is technically very bloody,
I guess. I assume it's M-rated.
Yeah, it probably is. $19.99.
Yo, 20 buckaroonies.
20 buckaloons.
Mm-hmm. And,
so it's like this.
Yeah, that's totally like what Hotline Miami looks like.
Oh, really?
But Hotline Miami is pixelated.
This one is not.
That one's 3D.
It's funny. This is like, we've talked about them a couple times. It's kind of a deep cut. So I don't know if you guys, I don't know how many people out there are familiar with it.
Yeah.
But we've talked before about Loaded and Project Overkill.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know there was
a sequel to Loaded?
I did.
The Loaded, I think it's just called the...
Isn't it called Reloaded?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I think it's just called Loaded... It could be Reloaded. I don't remember, but I just learned about it the other day. I had no idea it existed.
Yeah. I think I was aware of that. I don't know if I ever played that one, though. But I feel like there was a string of games like that for the PlayStation, like in that era, these top-down kind of shooters. And as soon as you shoot someone, they just, like, splatter.
Yeah.
And this one's very similar. It's just the ragdolling in this game's hilarious.
Oh, I bet.
So many of them die in, like, a T-pose with their legs, like, twisted up. They're literally, like flopping around. Whoa. I don't know why their legs twist like a Twizzler. Like, I don't know what the deal
Physics
is with that.
Never makes sense in any games.
Yeah, no, that's true. The Hong Kong Massacre, I would say, is a keeper.
Okay.
It's a very fun game if you're looking for something quick. Mm-hmm. Barely any dialogue, a couple things to read here and there, but it's like you get what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I own it anywhere, but if I see it on sale, I'll give it a shot.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd have fun with it. I feel like you'd blast through it pretty quick.
Yeah. Seems like one of those that...
Or you'd be awful.
I could also be awful.
You could be awful.
I died a lot in Hotline Miami.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Wow. But you know what I didn't die a lot in?
I don't.
This next game we're about to talk about. Pal World!
Oh, yeah. What is this?
I know. It's the game that's taken the world by storm.
Yeah, but I don't understand it.
So a lot of people are pinning it as Pokemon with guns.
I fear it.
You should fear it.
Because I don't understand it.
Full circle, guys.
Oh, Pokemon with guns sounds cool.
Now, that's the problem with the game is it's not Pokemon with guns.
Oh.
Gums. With guns. Because when the trailer came out, I think it was like last year or 2 years ago, it was just like, you know, exactly what it was. Pokemon with guns. You could like ride Pokemon and shoot them. And you were shooting the Pokemon on and you could capture them and stuff like that.
Oh, that's mean.
Not violent, no blood or anything, but it is a little violent in shooting the Pokemon. That's sad.
Sounds mean.
It's, sad. it's a little intense. However, when the game released,
yeah,
everyone and their mother was playing it. Very excited. The big thing is this game is a survival game. You are building up a base, you are eating food, you are making sure your pets are fed, your pals.
Yeah.
And then the Pokemon stuff is kind of like background. Like, you can still go capture them, you can battle them.
Yeah.
There's no, like, other trainers to fight. There are just people with guns, and you can use your Pokemon or your pals to fight them, or you can capture them with the pals and make them your slaves.
Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Wait, you make the people your slaves?
You can, yeah.
Oh.
So it's like everything people wanted or joked around in Pokemon, and they just made it into a game. Like, people were like, oh, can you capture the other trainers? Ah, you can't do it, and this one you can. And
weird.
Yeah, it's does a lot of things that people, again, were asking for Pokemon, and they never did it. And people never thought it would exist, but it does. Yeah, the big thing with this game is, again, it's a survival game, and it's very early access, and I think a lot of people, like me, jump in. What? No, a lot of people don't like me.
Aww.
No, similar to me.
Oh.
Oh. Jump into it and are like smitten right off the bat because it feels like Pokemon, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So if you like, I mean, you're immediately like, yes, I know this. I'm
home.
Like,
exactly. And this is like a cool new take on it and it's doing things that we really like. After like, I would say 10 to 15 hours, you really start to see the game's true colors and it is just a dead, barren wasteland of nothing.
What?
It's a gigantic map. It's really, really big and you just see like spawns of different pals and you just go and like capture them, but they reuse a lot of the same pals throughout the whole world. So you could go to a really far away place and you'll see a bunch of the low level easy baby ones. Now, I will say there are areas that you can tell that they put more effort into that have like new pals and new things to do.
Yeah.
But they're not specifically marked on the map. You just kind of stumble upon them. But like it's way too big for its own good. So it makes the overall world feel super dead.
Oh.
And if you're not a survival fan, unfortunately, that is the big thing of the game. And you have to really pay attention to like building and the crafting and collecting materials and stuff like that.
That's a corner of gaming that I haven't quite like fallen in love with yet.
It's like fun.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Like, I don't ever make my bases look cool. And that's the thing. It's like people love getting the upgrades and building a really huge base.
Yeah.
I don't care for that.
Yeah, I don't
and
either.
That's a big part of the game is like making your big survival camp. Okay. So if you don't like that, then you're missing a big portion of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the game itself is okay. The fighting, it's all like glitchy and goofy and like some of it's charming, some of it's like, okay, they really need to pull this game back and fix it more. But it is early access, so they're still updating and changing things as time goes on. But yeah, it's like one of the most popular games ever right now.
So popular.
Has the most like concurrent players, the second most concurrent players ever on Steam.
Wow.
It's on Game Pass. It's not on Switch, not on PlayStation.
Dang, dude.
But still, just to be on Xbox and PC
and
have as high as those numbers as it has.
That's true.
It's pretty significant.
Is it epic?
What about like the store? Or just you're like...
Oh, no, it's on Steam.
It's on Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Steam only. I don't think it's on Epic Games. It might be on Epic Games. I don't know.
I don't know.
Steam and Xbox, you know.
I was just thinking... Oh, no, Epic puts their stuff everywhere, I guess.
They have, yeah.
Sorry, that was a dumb question.
No, you were...
Stupid idiot.
Brett, it's okay. It's $2.75. You can make all the mistakes you want.
Stupid, big, dumb idiot guy.
But the big... My big question...
What's your big question? Tim... I have a question for you.
Yes.
What's your big question about Pal World?
Is it a keeper or is it a sleeper?
Right.
And I am torn.
Oh!
I am torn. Because when it works, it's fun. It's fun. It's cool.
Yeah.
But the more time you spend with it, the worse it gets.
Oh, that sucks.
And it's multiplayer, which is both a pro and con. Because again, you'll be playing with friends.
Yeah.
And like the way you build up will be quicker and stuff. But again, because the world is so dead... And there's no, like, main goal to work towards.
Yeah.
There's, like, a couple towers throughout the map that have, like, really strong enemies.
Sure.
And when you beat them, that's kind of it. But there's no credits. There's no, like, main storyline.
Yeah.
So you're kind of just building, crafting. It's like Minecraft, you know?
Yeah.
Where there's no really goal, per se. Although Minecraft eventually added an end boss. But, so... Is that an answer?
It's not, actually. No. I don't think there's any situation where that's an answer to a question.
If you're a fan of Pokemon, and you can get past the survival, whether you like it or if it's something that you don't mind too much, it could be a keeper. But in its current state, I think with it being as unpolished and unfinished, and considering that it is, I personally don't like it as much as I did when I first started. I think I got to give it a sleeper.
Whoa!
I think I got to give it a sleeper.
Tim's putting Power World in the crib, bro.
It's a close one, though. Because, again, what's good is good.
Go to sleep.
But what's bad is really bad.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, little Power World.
Wow, so sleeper, huh? Kick it off the list. I'll kick it off mine, dude. I trust you.
I did put 33 hours into it. And did everything.
See, this is the work that we put in for you guys.
Yeah, I put in a full effort. But yeah, as a complete package, it is just not there yet.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes on it. And it's on Game Pass. So
you could try it.
You could try it. But personally, I was not as satisfied as I wanted to be by the end.
Bummer, dude.
Yeah. That's okay, though. I put 33 hours. So
yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't call it a sleeper, but it's too late.
Mm-hmm. No, you can call it a sleeper.
I mean, a keeper. But sleeper, keeper, whatever.
You said it's a sleeper.
It is a sleeper.
Okay.
I just said maybe I shouldn't have because I put so much time into it. But that doesn't equate to good.
Right.
You can put a lot of time into something that's bad.
It's very true. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yep. Just like this podcast.
Wow, dude.
Just kidding. I love it here.
Speaking of this podcast.
Yes.
Is it over?
I guess.
All right, cool.
Right at an hour.
Boom. Look at that. It's been episode number 275. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you to the watchers. Watchers sounds weird. Viewers, yeah.
The keep puppies.
Watchers, what do we?
The keep puppies.
The key puppies. They could just be keepers.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to be?
Yeah, tell us what you want to be.
Let's say you were going to start a gang.
Okay.
And
I'm the lead assassin who kills 20 people 2 years.
Who kills 20 people two years. But our kill list is just movies and stuff that we haven't seen. Do gangs have kill lists? I'm sure sometimes, right?
Do gangs call their, like, the little grunts after their, like, do the bloods call their little
grunts?
You know, the cannon fodder, the guys who aren't the main guys. Dude, are the bloods like the bloodies or the, you know, bloods and crips?
I know what you're talking about.
Are they called, like, bloodies and crippies?
You just said what they're called.
No, I don't think that's what they call. If you're part of a gang, I don't think you call yourself like a smaller or a weird version of what the name is. Like you would just say, "I'm a blood."
Right. Does that not answer the question you were just
were just about to say we're a gang, and I said, "Do gangs call themselves anything?"
Like, I was talking to the audience. Yeah. I was saying if you're a gang,
but if they're part of the Keep Up Gang,
yeah,
then they would just be, "I'm a Keep Up." Right? We wouldn't call them like...
But we don't call ourselves a keep up.
What do we call ourselves?
You and I?
Yeah.
We are together the keep up.
Yeah.
Cumulatively.
Okay.
But I'm Brett and Tim is Tim.
That's me. That's what we call ourselves. Okay.
No, I just feel like a lot of, you know...
I was just figuring out the dynamic of a gang.
A lot of times like a fan base or an audience...
Yeah.
Has like... But right. Maybe we don't need that.
That's, you know, different from a gang. Right. If you're a fan,
yeah,
you could be called a key puppy.
A key puppy. God, you know what's crazy is that's going to stick. Like, that's what we're going to start saying from now on.
It's so stupid.
Like, keeper seems way easier and more flattering, yep. But you're all adorable. So
yeah,
you're a key
exactly.
Puppy.
You're our key puppies.
Thanks for hanging out. We appreciate every one of you. You can find us across all socials at the Keep Up Podcast. That's on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. I mentioned it last week, but it's still semi-new. The VOD will be on every Monday on YouTube. So if you guys are listening, but you'd rather watch or you want to watch as well, that will be there on Mondays. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, do it because we have some new videos coming out. And what else? I guess that's the last. Oh, yeah. Patreon.com/thekeepup. Shouts to all our patrons. Extra bonusy bonuses on there. Tim's got a couple of food. Oh, you got our mystery drink challenge going up there soon.
Yep, editing those today.
Yep. And then
today, tomorrow. Although for you guys, it'll already be out.
Yeah, it'll already be out, dude. Yep.
So I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because, well, One of us did.
One of us did. Tim, tell everybody where they can find you and all your other stuff.
You guys can find me at Collection Revolution on Twitch, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Threads, on X, wherever you can do things on the internet. I am probably located there at Collection Revolution.
Yep.
Brett, where can everyone find you?
Ow. You can find me at This Drink I Like It on Instagram. That's my personal Instagram, so we can interact there. But there's also a link tree that will get you to all my other stuff, like music and streaming and stuff. Tim's going to do what's called N Babble. Tim?
Yes?
Excuse me. Your theme is... Lunchbox, the Redux sequel 2.
Okay.
Thanks for hanging out. Love you guys. Bye.
Coming to a theater near you. Lunchbox, the Redux sequel 2. A story of a box lost by his lover, Sheila. Many things hide inside this box. Drugs, a piece of bread, a love letter written by Sheila's ex-husband, and a thermos full of nice warm soup. And our lunchbox brother, previously in the first movie, he killed his twin uncle, Box Lunchilla. It was sad and dramatic. And in the sequel, he has found out he has also a twin aunt who is currently about to marry Sheila. And he has to go and stop the wedding and maybe kill his twin aunt, because lunchboxes can only kill. It is the law. It is the land. And so I'll leave you with this. When's the last time you packed yourself a lunch? Do yourself a favor. Make a lunch. Make it good. Make it healthy. Throw in a couple sweets. Treat yourself. Because if you're not gonna, who will?
Shirt. It's your fault, dude.
And if it's on me,
I found a shirt.
One that makes you go hip hip, hip hooray.
Yours is louder, I think.
Always.
Do you feel like your mic's short this week or whatever?
Yeah.
Check. Yo.
Check.
Did my voice just get quieter like in life?
Did my voice just get quieter? Hello.
Is this the wrong? That's the wrong side. That's
sail
the right side.
Away.
Sounds pretty good.
Sorry.
I found a shirt. It fits on me.
One that fits on me.
All right. I think we're good. You're really loud, though.
I know. I'm sorry.
Wait.
Brett.
Talk again.
I am a taco.
I found a shirt. No, we're good.
Okay.